Hawaii is all too often portrayed in films as a kind of bland, idealized cultural and racial melting pot, with the complexities of life here smoothed over. Edo Natasha, part of a new young filmmakers group here, has taken a different approach, crafting a full-length feature film that goes beyond its genre trappings to take a hard look at life in the islands today. His film is Popolo, and he's with us in our studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
You've taken this film to festivals in some far-off places, and you get what kind of reaction do you get? It's a little bit different Hawaii than they expected, right?
Most of it is a very great response. It's very educational for them because they were under impression that Hawaii is like this a perfect paradise, mm-hmm. and you know the stereotype of the coconut tree and the hula dance.
Sure.
And our film is looking at the actual, how to actually live in Hawaii and the struggles that they have from the high costs, you know, high living costs and the crime rates and the sex trafficking and even the, how to say this, the complexity of how each race interact with each other. And I think because of that, it's just very revealing and something that you as a tourist, because most of the people that come to Hawaii as a tourist, didn't see about. And I think that's what makes it great. And we wrap it in a very exciting, you know, martial arts action film so that a broader audience could access to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's give me, if you will, a little bit of an outline of the story. Let's set the stage that way.
Okay, the story is about Apollo, a special forces officer who just come back from Afghanistan, and he inherited a property in Hawaii, and it belongs to his best friend, and his dying wishes when he got killed in Afghanistan is to open up a MMA gym in Hawaii. And when he went there, he thought it's going to be, you know, like the preconception of what people think when they come to Hawaii, you know, mm-hmm. next to the beach, beautiful places and all that stuff. And then turns out it's located in a city area in town. And he over there has to pretty much overcome the crime rates and the racism that he has to deal with, the mobs that controlling in the streets, the yakuzas, and got entangled in this forbidden relationship with the women that tied into the Yakuza family.
He himself is African American, and that's hence the title, right?
Yes, sir. Well, I mean, when we doing the research for this story, it begins when actually the lead actor watching the play, and they talk about how like both family mentioned that, you know, that at least they don't fall in love with Popolo, and he didn't know what that means at that time. And mm-hmm. I also don't know what that mean at that time until we find out that it was a slang word for African American. And then we stumble upon what is it called? Like a placard on a Bishop Museum about Popolo. And a Popolo is actually a plant, a blackberry plant native in Hawaii. And it's used for medicine purposes, and we thought it was like it's just a perfect title because our story is about somebody who comes, a stranger comes to a community and heals in the community, and we thought like, hey, why don't we, you know, like this is perfect for our story.
You know, whenever I see the credits for a movie that go on for 10 minutes, I'm amazed at how many people it takes to put a feature film together.
Yeah. Yeah. It's for us, we are lucky that we have 30 casts. And for the crew, we're actually pretty, we only have 6 crews. Let me think. As far as like the post-production, we have like 10 people behind. Mm-hmm. So this is a independent film. Very shoestring budget, but we're proud that we were able to pull it off. And on top of that, all of them is Hawaii local talent, all the cast and crew. So
how long did it take?
To shoot or to
start to finish?
We start writing on 2012. And mm-hmm. then we raise the money and we try to convince a lot of the cast and finding the locations. And we start filming 2014. However, when we start filming, it's only lasts for 30 days. So it's 1 month shoot. And then by 2015, we have our first cut. Mm-hmm. And then we show it at the World Theater among our cast and crew. And then 2016 is when we start showing it in the film festivals.
How do you get your film around to festivals? How do you get people to become aware of you?
Honestly, we just send it. Like, we just apply to a couple film festivals that we think have the right audience for this particular movie mm-hmm. and the genre. And then that's it. We literally just rely on our product. And then once it's shown, it will hopefully stand out, and turns out it is. And that's how it got known. That's how people talk about it. I remember when we were in London after we screened it for the first time, the next day during the breakfast, everybody come at us and everybody says that they still think about the film and how like they have a very completely different idea of what Hawaii is. And they even congratulate one of our actors and how convincing their acting is, and like how they forget about that this is a film. It's almost closer to reality, even though this is a genre action film.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just the biggest compliment, and that word of mouth, I guess, where it starts and get all the attention.
If they remember it the next day, you've penetrated in some way.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I think, you know, that's the best compliment for us filmmakers. It's not the reviews or anything like that. It's when somebody comes in and like, hey, I still remember your film. Like,
exactly.
That's still in my head, yeah.
Thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Ero Natasha is the director and executive producer of the feature film Popolo. A public screening will be held at the Consolidated Ward Theater 16 on Thursday, September 8th, from 7 to 9 p.m.